Refugees from Syria and other countries in conflict are making their way from Hungary to Germany and other parts of Western Europe. But thousands more are trapped in Greece and Macedonia, with no idea when they can move on. The United Nations Refugee Agency says about 30,000 migrants have arrived in Greece. UN officials also reported that 7,000 Syrian refugees have arrived in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. All the migrants are waiting to be questioned before they can officially seek asylum. The Reuters News Service says the UN Refugee Agency has made an emergency appeal. The agency reportedly says the number of refugees fleeing across the Mediterranean to Europe will reach 400,000 this year. On Monday, Germany's deputy chancellor told reporters his country will be able to accept as many as 500,000 refugees a year for a few years. Germany has in the past said it expects to take in 800,000 refugees this year. Britain said Tuesday it would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if they meant stopping likely terror attacks against British interests. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon made the comments to BBC Radio. He spoke a day after Prime Minister David Cameron reported that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants in a drone strike last month. Two of those killed were said to be from Britain. It was the first time that British forces have used a drone, or unmanned aircraft, to attack Islamic State fighters. Mr. Cameron called the drone strike an act of self-defense. He also said there was clear evidence of the individuals in question planning and directing armed attacks against Britain. Turkish fighter jets carried out more airstrikes against Kurdish militants Tuesday morning. Turkish officials said more than 40 airplanes took part in 6 hours of airstrikes in northern Iraq. Turkish state media said the raids killed up to 40 fighters from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. It was the second night of airstrikes since PKK fighters used roadside bombs to hit military vehicles and kill 16 Turkish soldiers on Sunday. The attack was the deadliest by the PKK since July. Tuesday, an explosion on a minibus in eastern Turkey killed more than 10 police officers. The Turkish military blamed the PKK for the bombing. North and South Korea have agreed to restart a program to permit the reunion of families separated by the Korean War. South Korea's Unification Ministry said Tuesday the reunions will be held from October 20th through the 26th at Mount Kumgang in North Korea. North Korean state media confirmed the agreement. Reports said the two sides reached the agreement following negotiations. The talks began Monday and continued through the night. 100 people from each country will be chosen to take part in the family reunions. They are the first reunions to be held since February 2014. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for international representatives to closely watch her country's general elections in November. The elections will be the first there since the end of military rule in 2011. The Nobel Peace Prize winner said, "The vote will be the first time in decades our people will have a chance to bring about real change." She made the comments in a video published Tuesday on the Facebook page of her party, the National League for Democracy. Tuesday marks the official start of the campaign period for the November 8th parliamentary elections. Parliament will then choose a president.